From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
The Sandals Foundation is giving persons a chance to not only enjoy a day of exercise and an evening of partying, but also an opportunity to contribute to healthcare for children living with cancer. Stick around to see how you can join them in sharing the love. Since the launch of the Sick Kids Caribbean Initiative, SCI, in early 2003, the Sandals Foundation has donated some $250,000 Canadian towards the project. The SCI's objective is to improve the outcomes for children affected by cancers and serious blood disorders in the Caribbean.
At the moment, kids in the Caribbean have got a 50% chance of surviving cancer. If you go to somewhere like Canada, there's an 85% chance. So the idea of this event is to bridge that gap and provide children with the same chance through. And really, this is about putting medical professionals in the Caribbean and connecting them with their counterparts in Canada, you know, hematologists and oncologists and so on, to work on diagnostic and treatment options to give kids in the Caribbean a better chance of surviving terrible disease.
Global Public Relations Director at Sandals Resorts International, Stephen Hector. So, the Sandals Foundation is this year continuing its thrust in advancing the work of SCI through an outreach project titled Streak It Blue. Come May 24, the foundation will host an exciting 5K fun run and a sizzling after party at Sandals Grand Rivera's exclusive Ochi Beach Club, proceeds of which will go towards the charity.
So it's all things blue. Everyone's dressed in blue, blue hair and all great sort of fun and games. And we're inviting people to come down, have some breakfast with us, have a warm-up session. And they're going to take part in this 5K run, which goes down through Main Street in Ocho Rios, down to the bypass, and then back down to OG Beach Club.
The event is said to attract approximately 250 adults and 1,000 children.
And then at 10 a.m., it's going to be a great after party. We've got some great DJs. We've got a guy called DJ Savvy, who's one of Hollywood's greatest DJs. He plays at all the best clubs, all the best people. You know, Paris Hilton, the Kardashians, Marquee in Vegas, just one of the best DJs in the U.S., and Jamaica's very own DJ Bambino.
And the children will also be treated to their very own exciting party with bouncer bouts, popcorn, hot dogs, cotton candy, and ice cream at the beach club. Their party will end at 11 a.m., while the adults will party on until 5. It does sound like a day of fun, food, and good music. So where do you come in? How will all this aid children in the Caribbean living with cancer? Well, you can do so by purchasing tickets for the event. A special rate is being extended to groups of 12 and more.
And you can get tickets at ATL Appliance Traders in Kingston, in Montego Bay, or in Ocho Rios, or Island Grill Outlet in Catherine Hall in Montego Bay, or Manor Park in Kingston. You can, of course, buy tickets on the gate as well. They're $3,750 on the gate.
Global Public Relations Director at Sandals Resorts International, Stephen Hector. The Sandals Foundation is encouraging individuals and companies to sponsor a child to participate in the event. Do remember that all proceeds of the Streak It Blue 5K run and after party on May 24 will go towards the treatment of children in the Caribbean affected by cancers and serious blood disorders. That's it for today's program. I'm Ruth Ann Carr, and until next time, continue to share the love.
The Ministry of Labour and Social Security invites you to the Workers' Week panel discussion Wednesday, May 21, under the theme FlexiWork for Labour Market Reform and Sustainable Development, starting at 6 p.m. at Emancipation Park, featuring presentations from ministry officials, representatives from trade unions, church and employer groups. Come out to Emancipation Park May 21 at 6 p.m. and share your views on FlexiWork arrangements.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.